The world is trying to get on top of this virus. You know, we're seeing a slew of measures to contain it, closing borders, travel restrictions, quarantines. But is containment even possible?
Unfortunately, the more and more I see data on this epidemic and the more we see countries having to struggle with this, the more I'm convinced that containment is probably not possible, that we should be considering the fact that this may become a pandemic if we're not already in a pandemic. And I just want to stress, when I use the word pandemic as an epidemiologist, what I mean is that we will see wide geographic spread. That does not imply anything about severity necessarily. I know that word can be scary for people. But I think we should expect to see that more countries will experience these cases. And really what I think that then calls for is for countries to focus less on trying to keep the virus out of their borders, because I think at this point it's near impossible to do. We don't know where in the world the virus really is. We're only testing for people who have a connection to China. And as we see local transmission in other countries, it's going to become increasingly clear that we're don't have a complete picture of where the virus is. So border closures and quarantines aimed at people from specific countries, I don't believe is going to be effective. What I would rather see countries do is focus on reducing the spread within their countries and protecting those who are most vulnerable, the people that we think may be most likely to experience severe illness and death.
I just wanted to underscore a point you made there about it possibly becoming a pandemic, and that does not indicate the intensity of this illness, correct?
Right. Correct. It just refers to geographic spread. And we've already seen 23 countries reporting cases. And as an epidemiologist, when I know that when I see a virus that's spreading rapidly, where people have very mild symptoms in some cases that very much resemble other illnesses, where we have incomplete surveillance for a number of reasons. One, because we're only looking for illness in people who have a connection to China, and two, because there's just insufficient laboratory capacity in the world. That gives me a very strong suspicion that there's probably a lot more virus elsewhere in the world. And when we have virus in most of the world, that, in my view, would meet the criteria of a pandemic.
Are outbreaks like these indicative of something larger? For instance, some are saying, you know, this really illustrates how people are disrupting natural ecosystems through deforestation and urbanization, for example.
Yeah, so we seem to be living in the age of viral emergence, in the sense that the frequency with which these events are happening is increasing. And there are a number of factors that could potentially influence that. One is just that social, environmental, global conditions favor the emergence of viruses. Usually they jump from animal populations to humans. And as humans are doing things like changing the way they use land, they're more likely to come in contact with animal wildlife that could carry these viruses. As the climate is changing, this may move animals and pathogens in different places. We don't fully know. But certainly another factor besides the environmental conditions is the fact that we as a globe have changed. We're incredibly interconnected, and you can get on a plane today and be anywhere in the world in 36 hours. And so when these viruses do jump to humans, and if they are capable of spreading between humans, as this virus seems to be, it's very easy for it to just move around the world really quickly.